how have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. Compromise. You open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. Got another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap it up. No, we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Get up early when the sleeping pill wakes me. I take a wake-up pill to fill with energy. I power on hard and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. I take a driving pill and head to my car. I drive around a bit cause work isn't very far. I call my phone and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. All I know, driving on drugs feels better when they're prescription. All I know, the world looks beautiful, the world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fast. fantastic. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now. Work is anything but quiet these days. I try to mitigate my concentration aids. I can see the day unfold in front of me, so I take the stairs and hit the gym. The phone is ringing when I get to my desk. What was the sting? It's now a sharp pain in my chest. So I take a Calmex and just chill. And then it's time for lunch again. All I know, work is easy when you don't stress out about deadlines. All I know is I take my medicine. I always take my medicine. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Sometimes I'd like to slow things down.
But I can't stay to work late. Gotta leave and get ready for my second date with a pretty girl that I met at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. Fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now.
Indie Nation listeners, you're listening to this week's episode of Through Gamer Goggles. And you just heard some Jonathan Colton to kick it off. You can find him at jonathancolton.com. We're going to stick with him theme-wise musically. The tracks you just heard were R.E., Your Brains, and I Feel Fantastic. So, I don't know, we don't have a terrible lot of news stories tonight, but I think the one we got is really cool, isn't it, Matt?
Well, I like it. I think I found it interesting because it involves Richard Garfield, the original creator of Magic the Gathering.
Cardboard
He's
crack.
At it again. More crack, that's right. He's at it again. He's creating another game. I think this is his fourth game since he's left Wizards of the Coast. This one is There Be Monsters. Basically, it's a map monster game. It's going to be a free location-based adventure game designed by, well, himself, of course, the creator of Magic. He's also created Schizoid, King of Tokyo, and many other fantastic analog video games. The article from Kickstarter has a short introduction about the storyline of the, and then it breaks into the gameplay, which is what we're going to focus on, is the gameplay. The game uses location via GPS devices, mobile devices, laptops, whatever. Unlike other games, the GPS device is going to be a secondary mechanic. In other words, travel is not necessarily going to be a major component to playing the game, but those that do travel will progress faster. And I think this is a good place to pause and kind of throw out some of our ideas and talk about some of our experiences with some of the other games. Like, I think Digimon was a game similar to this, and I know that the PlayStation and I know the Nintendo have done all kinds of things like this where, oh, there's a buddy or there's somebody driving through town, let's go do battle with them.
Yeah, I think, you know, just Richard Garfield is quite enough in its own right, tell you the truth. You're saying it's going to be available for the iPad and iPhone, right? First,
yes.
And also, they're funding the tail end of it through Kickstarter, right?
That's correct. They're shooting to raise 40K for... I don't remember that portion of the article right now, but Yeah, they're doing a fundraiser for the final portion of the funding of the game. They've already got most of the development done, so.
I think the GPS is a great thing because in other games you have to go a long ways and you have to keep track of where you're going, etc., to find places. And this will save you a lot of time when searching. You will know where you are and where you're going, etc.
Well, they're incorporating a lot of cool things into that, too. The world is the map, so you know it's going to be like, oh, the Great Wall of China. What can we find cool here? There's also going to be virtual world travel. Players are going to be allowed to travel by walking, was what was mentioned in the article. I hope there's going to be more than just virtual walking, because last time I checked, the Pacific's a pretty big ocean to walk across.
I know. I have played games in the past where you have to walk endless times to find places, you know, that you need to be, and this would save you so much time when you were searching for a town, etc., with a GPS.
And it's going to involve trading, too.
Yeah, it's going to involve trading. There's also going to be the ability to build things like farms and dig mines and mile posts. So I guess apparently you're going to be able to leave your own mark where you've been. It sounds like it's an interesting idea. The other thing that I find intriguing is he's taking something back from the original days of Magic the Gathering, and the items that you find in a certain area aren't necessarily going to be that valuable in that area. You're going to have to travel to trade them. So you just can't sit in your little home and play with everybody in Canton, Ohio or Cleveland, Ohio and expect to get very far. You're going to have to go from city to city.
Oh, wow.
And the game is also, it's a social game. They're going to encourage you to create friends so that you can, hey, I want to walk down your road.
I'm reading the Kickstarter page as we're talking about it. I'm reading it over again. And, you know, it says the collaborators have experiences with Amazon, Apple, and Wizards of the Coast. Now, those all intrigue me, but the one that really makes me think that this is going to be something really cool, there's one name mentioned in there that I didn't read yet, Pixar.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention them just yet.
Come on, Pixar.
Yeah, Pixar Studios. What have they done for the world?
Buzz Lightyear.
Ants.
I'm telling you, I'm not a big animated film buff, but if it's a Pixar film, guess what?
It makes money.
Well, I'm going to watch it. I mean, why does it make money? Because everybody watches it and it's great.
That's right. Basically, anything Disney does that's animated is Pixar. So think of Pirates of the Caribbean meets game design gurus from everywhere.
I think that's going to be exciting. I mean, the world is your map.
The world is your map. You get to go anywhere. There's going to be a sort of economy. You're going to have to do things like dig your own mines and stuff. I don't think it's going to be like Risk or anything like that where you're going to have to like defend your territories. But I'm curious to see how things like, oh, I've got a mine in China. Man, I'm nowhere near China. How's this going to work? And with Pixar being involved, the graphics are going to have to be phenomenal.
Go on, Claude, I'm sorry.
Sorry, it looks like it's going to have really good graphics. I think it will be. It looks like it's going to be a very exciting game. It says there'll be a lot to do. You'll be able to explore and virtual travel and build stuff like roads, go mines, farms, etc.
Yeah. Where do the monsters come in?
You're going to have to summon them, maybe? I mean, there's a little bit more on the backstory at the Kickstarter site. And it involves, like, parallel universes, hidden dimension, so to speak. Hidden dimension, that's what it says.
Oh, so for the expansions, we're not going to be on Earth anymore. We're going to go to Mars, Venus, Saturn, Pluto, asteroids. I like it. Because some of the stuff in the backstory was talking about NASA. So I'm sure that means space exploration somewhere down the road.
I'm sure it does. Because I'm reading this, it says, what worse, these monsters are occasionally popping into our world, taking objects and hoarding them in their own strange space. And it's just, the backstory dates back to 1962. It says, back then, it seemed relatively harmless. A sock stolen from a dryer. Some spare change missing from a closet. Professor Six decided to hide his findings for fear of causing mass hysteria.
You don't think that this is going to tie into Monsters, Inc., do you?
I don't know. Now the monsters have grown bolder, and thefts of animals and landmarks are too big to hide. Only you, a member of Professor Six's Monsternauts team, can cross to other dimensions and return what was stolen. So there's your monsters.
Well, when you said, you know, a sock being harmless and stuff, the first thing that popped into my mind was Monsters, Inc.
You know. And I mean, there's some examples of the monsters. There's some images of the monsters on the site, and they look great, you know.
Yep, just what you would expect from Pixar, too.
25 days left, and they've got $2,770, 47 backers so far.
Ooh, that's like doubled since this morning.
Well, come on, the name's involved in it. It's, and the other thing that I think is cool is, like it said, they've already invested over 12 months in it and several thousand of hours. And this is what they just feel is they need to get to the finish line. So it's not really it's more of a kick finisher project, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a free game, and I'm a fan of free games because, well, you know, with three kids, you can't buy everything.
And if they raise anything over 100K, it'll be put towards getting it on the Android.
Well, here's the hoping they get it over 100K.
Well, I think it's... You can also find out more at bod6.com, which I'm going to click on now. Is Omni clicking already? You know. They got more monster pictures on bod6.
Cool.
As long as none of them are named Omni Dragon, we're okay.
That's right.
It speaks. We mustn't kill it.
The monsters are laid out like cards. If you click on an image, it says Blue Ice, Glacius Frigus, Turn-Ons, Glaciers, Shackleton, Idiot Rod, Turn-Offs, Space Heaters, Gulf Stream, and Salt. Oh, I could see myself buying a smartphone in the future for this. I really could.
That's what you expect from Richard Garfield, a way to make people spend money that don't want to spend it.
Oh, horned slime, slugs and decay, composting, desert summer, and exposure it doesn't like. These little creatures are cute.
These creatures are kind of reminiscent of Pokemon creatures, too, in my opinion, you know. But then again, since Pokemon was what isn't, I mean, I don't think Pokemon was the first.
It's all just a ripoff of Magic the Gathering.
Oh, well, I think I
the line started there.
Pokemon was around quite a while before Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Just not in the U.S.
That's right. Exactly.
Pika, Pika.
Magic the Gathering was around in the U.S. way before Pikachu.
I don't know what else to say on it. I think it's going to be cool, though.
There's not a whole lot more to say about it. Some other things that happened this week are kind of interesting. There's been a lot of buzz about Dust Warfare, which is Dust Tactics board game hits miniature table. Their rules are coming out sometime in the near future for tabletop warfare. This week from Games Workshop, the new Empire models released in the new Empire army book. So there's a lot of buzz about that. Some of their models are really good. Some of them are, as usual, not as good as the ones that are really good. So there's a wide variety going on there. Those are the real things that kind of happened this week. Even the video game industry was a little bit quieter than it is. And it seems to be a trend. The beginning of the month, the the things that are happening in the gaming industry really seem to slow down, and then the last 2 to 3 weeks of the month, they really pick up for the end of the month. It's kind of an interesting trend. I'm going to start tracking it and see how it happens, because it seems like the third week of the month is all about video games.
Well, it might have also been a little bit slow because it was Easter weekend. Nah, I doubt it.
I doubt that highly.
I was being facetious.
Yeah. Oh, I think this weekend is the Magic pre-release. I should probably check those dates for Omni Dragon so he can go spend money at his local card shop.
Omni won't do it.
Matt's he will. A crack dealer.
Yeah, uh-uh.
Not me.
Matt's a crack dealer.
Uh-uh.
I'm telling.
I blame Matt. He's trying to get everybody hooked on magic.
Well, together. Rumor has it that the varnish is made from heroin.
Yeah. Well, if you don't see me for a month, Clyde,
he's in rehab.
I blame you, Matt.
The ink was made of heroin and crack.
All I had to do is say the word Magic the Gathering. That's actually words. And he was hooked. Why? Because he played before, and I didn't know him. So it's his own fault.
Oh, no. I had completely written it off. It was out of my mind. It didn't even exist to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was you had to say Magic the Gathering. And now look what you've done. Look what you've done.
Well, I don't know. We're beating, you know, a dead gamer's news week I think we beat it into the ground. Well, there may be one shimmer of the stake left, but maybe we should kick it into the queue and just call it a wrap. How about that, guys?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can't even think of a movie to talk about.
Well, we're going to, like I said, stick with Jonathan Colton, except I thought we'd do something different. Some covers he did. How about a nice acoustic version of Baby Got Back, followed by a couple Queen covers? What do you guys say to that? All right, well, on that note, let's say good night, everybody.
Night all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll catch you next week through Gamers Goggles News here on IndieNation.com.
Hey, face with the Oakland booty. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, wanna pull up tight. You notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh babe, I wanna get with ya and take your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pants, but use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. Tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt, baby God. I'm acting like an animal. Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home. Whoa, double up, whoa, whoa. I ain't talking about Playboy. Cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Johnny C's in trouble. Begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at black videos. Knock me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flo Joe.
be straight when I say I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby, I got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, 'cause them punks like to hit it and quit, and I'd rather stay and play. 'Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got not have very much to do at all with my selection. I mean, 36, 24, 36, maybe if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rules a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda, but Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none, unless you have got buns, and you can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and they leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat, well I ain't down with that, 'cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames and the magazines. You ain't in this thing, give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and last didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, 'cause his girls are on my list. He had game but he chose to hit 'em, and I pull up quick to get with 'em. So lady, if the buddy's around, then you want a triple X throw down. Dial 1-900 Johnny C and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby God,
playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, somebody better put you back into your place. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Sentence, but committed no crime, and bad. mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. We are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. Brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend. Keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions.
Planet the best indie music.